Welcome back to the Purse Chronicles. I'm your host, Julie Lee, along with my other host,
Julie.
It's me again.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for being back with us. We are so excited to have everyone here with us, listening, subscribing to the Purse Chronicles on iTunes.
Yes.
Our wonderful podcast is on iTunes. And following us on Instagram. At the Purse Chronicles. And our precious new Facebook page. So you can follow us, listen, and subscribe. Make sure you check us out on Facebook as well at the Purse Chronicles. So today we are talking about the magic of Mardi Gras.
Yay! That's
one of our favorite subjects. And for those listeners who are not from New Orleans, we just wanted to talk a little bit to pull out of our purses. A little bit about what Mardi Gras is, what it means to us, and what it means to our wonderful city. And so if you're not from here, and if you've never been to Mardi Gras, it is 12 days of a free celebration that happens in the streets. The citizens and visitors of New Orleans come together for the greatest free show on earth,
yes,
as it's called. And it is... During these 12 days, there are these Mardi Gras organizations who put on fabulous parades.
Yes.
And during that time, there's just a joy in the city where folks come together and we watch the magic of the Mardi Gras.
And we eat the king cake.
Yes.
And you get the baby.
Yes.
And you bring the Popeye's chicken on the route.
Yes.
Yes.
And you keep the kids up past bedtime and you haul out the ladders and you bundle your children up.
And don't forget about the alcohol.
Oh, we drink a little bit. We do.
Not much.
We do drink a little
just
bit.
A little
and
bit.
It's just a wonderful time of celebration in this town. And there's so much history on Mardi Gras. So much that you can Google about it to learn more about the celebration, which is really deep-rooted in tradition.
Yes.
And in history that goes way, way back, mm-hmm, prior to any of us. And I think one of the biggest things, being born and raised in New Orleans, mm-hmm, that still to this day touches my heart about Mardi Gras is when you're from here or you've lived here or you spend a whole lot of time here, you will learn that there are two things in this city that unite us. And one being our beloved New Orleans Saints.
Yes, go
Saints! Who that?
Who that?
And the other one being Mardi Gras. It is amazing how these two things just bring us together. And I wish the Saints and Mardi Gras, that feeling could be reveled all the time, because we're better, we're happier, we are, we're invincible.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's so interesting about Mardi Gras is that it's everybody in the city giving of themselves, of their own resources.
Yep. Yeah.
So when you ride in a parade, you pay money to ride.
Yes.
Okay. You give up time from work to prepare for that parade, whether you are decorating throws, attending meetings, being a float lieutenant, you are spending your time serving on a volunteer board, and then you're throwing things to people on the street that you've bought, okay?
Yeah, with good money.
Yes.
And then think about the bands and the marching crews. So those marching crews...
The best.
Spend the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To join the crew, to buy the costume, they give up the nights, they get the babysitters to do the rehearsals. Okay.
Sure.
And then you think about the high school bands. They stay after. Yo, I was in the Marigny last night hearing bands playing at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Or it's early in the morning. So everyone gives of themselves to contribute to this experience to each other.
Yes.
Not for your friends. You're not throwing a party for your friends. You're doing it for your community, for your city. And you're just literally.
Yeah. Throwing money away.
Yeah.
It's the best.